All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, earlier this week, the Washington Nationals and starting pitcher Steven Strasburg came to an agreement on an extension for 7 years that is worth $175 million. Now, Strasburg was the first overall pick of the 2009 Major League Baseball draft by the Nationals, and in six-plus seasons in Washington, he has compiled a career record of 59-37 to go along with a 3.07 earned run average, along with striking out 959 batters. Strasburg is 27 years of age, so for the most part, this will keep him in a Nationals uniform for at least the majority of his MLB career. Now, with this big contract, you just have to ask yourself, was it worth the risk for the Nationals? Now, we all know that Strasburg is represented by super agent Scott Boras, and typically he has been known to hold teams hostage when it comes to negotiations, and the Nationals felt that it was cheaper to agree to an extension with Strasburg now than take their chances with him potentially becoming a free agent. But you look at it like this. In his time with the Nationals, Strasburg hasn't lived up to the potential that was pegged to him when he first came to this team. Now, of course, he was a flame-throwing pitcher in college at San Diego State University, and of course, he had expectations out of the wazoo. But you look at this guy, he went 5-3 as a rookie for the Nationals back in 2010 with a 2.91 earned run average. He ended up blowing out his arm during the 2011 MLB season, and it kept him on the shelf that year. Came back in 2012, of course, there was a controversy with the innings limit, and the Nationals would shut him down at 159 and a third innings that year, and it really hurt them in the postseason in the National League Divisional Series against the St. Louis Cardinals. But you look at Strasburg, he's only reached the 200-inning plateau once in his Major League Baseball career. He's only struck out more than 200 batters once in his Major League Baseball career. He's only made 30 or more starts twice in his Major League Baseball career. And this is a guy that has never won 20 games. So you look at it like this, you're giving a guy money to be an ace, but he really hasn't been that consistent ace for the Nationals as he has been up and down. So it's going to be interesting to see how this hinders or helps the Washington Nationals going forward. Now, the Nationals do find themselves in 2016 contending for a postseason spot. They entered play today with a one-game lead over the New York Mets for first place in the NL East, and they are trying to get back to the postseason for the first time since 2014. Strasburg has gotten things started on the right foot here in 2016, as he is 5-0 this season with a 2.76 earned run average. But you look at the fact of his injury history hanging over his head and also over the heads of the Washington Nationals organization. And for general manager Mike Rizzo, to me, he took a risk right here in signing Strasburg. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out down in D.C., but you're looking at a guy right now who has gotten his money, and will he be able to live up to the expectations that come with that money that he agreed to? We'll have to wait and see. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.